I'm outside the Briar Rose pub in Cork, and I'm having a cup of coffee with a woman who's got a drop dead gorgeous business, and she's going to tell me about it. I actually don't know any much more than you do listening to this, but let me ask you, Caroline, introduce yourself and tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I'm Caroline Hunt, and I run a business called divasdeal.com, which is an online business which sells secondhand designer handbags.
Okay, and I do know this much. I know that you recently got on Enterprise Ireland program something.
Yeah.
But tell me something about what's going on.
It's called a regeneration program, and it's with the Enterprise Board, but also with the incubation unit in Cork called the Rubicon Centre. And the Rubicon Centre was set up, I think, around 10 years ago to really take business that they thought had potential and put them in an incubator situation. So analyse everything that the business had, you know, really look at it critically. And then either say to the business, this will work or this won't. You know, to try and look at the commercial viability of a business.
For how long? How long is this program?
The course is on for 6 months.
Right.
And
when did you start it?
2 weeks ago.
What's it like?
Amazing. Absolutely brilliant. I can't even begin to describe how much more focused I am on the business in the 2 weeks. I've probably done more on the business in the last 2 weeks than I've done in the last 6 months.
I talked to you while you were applying for it.
Yeah.
I talked to you while you were doing your business plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I know almost nothing about your business, but what was it like to get chosen?
No, it was brilliant. And what was so amazing about it is that yesterday, there's a guy called Kieran Moylahan, and he's the in-house entrepreneur. And he himself ran a software business in America for about 10 years, employed 250 people, sold it for $30 million to IBM, sort of retired, but now he's just interested in entrepreneurs, he's interested in how business works, he's interested, you know, he's a fairly young guy, I don't know what age he is, but I'd say, you know, early 40s, you know.
Does he live in Cork?
And he's the most unassuming guy you've ever seen in your life. He's like wearing a rugby shirt, jeans, and he sold a business for $40 million. And
he's he's like Zuckerberg.
Yeah, but he's so approachable, you know, and I just think he's got such a passion for businesses, you know, because he ran a business himself, because he was an entrepreneur himself, you know, he's worked in that commercial world, you know, and you have so much respect for someone that's worked that hard. And I mean, he was telling us yesterday, because he was talking about your core value principles, you know, what is it about your business that makes you different, that makes you sellable, that speaks to people. And he was saying when he was in the software industry, and he was just telling all these stories, you know, that when he was in the software industry, he could go to massive businesses and say, I'm the CEO, I will do whatever it takes to make this work, and here's my number, and you can phone me 24/7. And he said the amount of guys that would say, okay, where do I sign? Because Hewlett Packard CEO wouldn't do that. You know, that's what made him different. His product worked, his product was really good, but on top of that, he gave unparalleled customer service, and that's what differentiated him from the market.
And he gave his own phone number?
He gave his own phone number. And he said, whatever it takes to make it work, I will be there. You know, if I need to come and sit with your guys and test the software and make it work, I'll be there. And people just went, wow, wow. You know, and so he went from, you know, a tiny company from Cork, going over to Singapore, America, you know. He eventually based himself in America.
But whereabouts in America?
I don't know where. He didn't say. He's very much a person that will tell you tidbits and then, you know. And he doesn't big himself up. Like, he never mentioned yesterday how much he sold a company for or blah, 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 blah. I just think he's one of these people that just will always be interested in things. And he was talking about a company called Stripe. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes. I don't know what they do, but
there's two guys from Limerick.
Go on.
And they're in their 20s. They're really young. They're like 22 and 23. And what they've developed is a payment system.
I have heard of
them. Not unlike PayPal, but different in the respect that a developer of a website can program in a tiny block of code, and it will allow the website to take payment directly from MasterCard, Visa, blah, 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 because they approach the banks themselves and set up this system. And you're only charged as a retailer 2.9% of the transaction cost. That's it. and it will be paid directly into your bank account. So there's no PayPal. You know, PayPal are extremely expensive. They've now got huge, you know, and
is it fast? Stripe fast?
It's very fast. These two guys from Limerick now have developed this team, including really young people. If you look, I looked it up last night because he told us about the company. I looked it up, and they've been offered something like $300 million for the company. So I think he's involved in that, but he wouldn't say. You know, he just kind of says, there's this company you might be interested in, blah, blah, blah. But I'd only see...
Is this guy, what's his name again?
Kieran Moynihan.
Is Kieran Moynihan basically a consultant for Enterprise
Ireland? No, he's
Ireland?
The in-house entrepreneur for the Rubicon Centre.
So he's a CIT, Cork Institute of Technology, which owns the Rubicon Centre,
yeah,
don't they?
Well, they're a partnership.
Oh,
you know,
right.
The Rubicon Centre is partly funded by Enterprise Ireland, but they've done amazing... like, we've been able to have the privilege, really, of talking to companies that have worked in there. There's a company called Medicare, and what they do is try and look at the commercial viability of... Because, you know, there's loads of inventions out there. People invent every day, you know? And what the Rubicon Centre wants to do...
Just that noise is her putting her iPad away. This is a real entrepreneur. She got a second-hand reconditioned iPad, she told me. Number one, for 100 and... Can I tell this?
Yeah.
150 euro, right? And she's still in its box. You know?
But what the Rubicon trying to do is say, okay, that's a great idea, that makes sense. But what we keep being told, because we've had loads of lectures, we get workshops...
Are
lectures.
You full-time on this
thing? Yeah,
are you... Yeah. I mean, what's it now, 20 to 10?
Yeah, but you're...
Are you going there today?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, it focuses so much and you're lucky to have... I mean, you have the workshops where you're meeting people that would cost you probably about 1,500 euros to get them to talk to you. You know, we're meeting, like, top marketers. We were putting... You know, we had a woman this week who's worked for PricewaterhouseCooper. She worked for Dublin Zoo. She worked for FOTA. You know, she worked for all these amazing companies as a marketing manager, and she gave us a workshop on marketing. We're meeting, you know, people who know everything about painting. We're meeting the guy. Like, they have the... Within the Rubicon Centre, there's another subsection to it called the Nimbus Centre, and they're like, they take software, they develop software, they do a lot of... They try and... You know,
I know a guy called Gordon Murray who went through that. I bet you he was in Nimbus.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but we'll find out. Yeah.
But the medical side of it, you know, because we're in, you know, within Cork, there's a lot of pharmaceutical industries. What they're trying to do is develop products that those pharmaceuticals will take on board, but protect the inventor, you know, so that they can come and say, we're backed by Enterprise Ireland, you know, don't mess with this guy. We know this works, you know. And there was a really... some of the people are so enthusiastic about subjects that you think, oh my God, this is going to be so dull, you know? Like, this guy came from Medicare and he'd worked in the commercial world. He was now working for the Medicare person. And they were talking about just three of the ideas that they were running with at the minute. And obviously, because they're medical, you know, the amount of testing you have to do on medical devices is unbelievable. Yeah. Because obviously they're going out to a market which... You know, dealing with people's health.
A proper order.
But they were talking about one particular device, which is just instead of, you know, if you break your leg and you either have a cast or you have that weird metal thing going around your leg. He was talking about a guy's invented literally four pins that can be drilled into the bone, and you don't have to have any other device on it. And what it allows the patient to do is keep motion in the foot, which is so much better for healing. It's a less downtime. You then don't have that withered leg, you know, from
and
a cast.
You haven't got a chance for people to write on your leg anymore.
Yeah, well, you don't have that, but then you can. And he said the weird thing was is that the patients that they tested it on, they tested it on sheep, and I think they tested it on one guy, and their biggest fear was putting their foot down because it didn't seem like the screws, you know, there was a psychological thing. So that was really interesting. And then he was talking about, I don't know if you ever heard of glue ear, you know, kids get glue ear.
Oh, yes.
Well, they've devised a machine which will break the almost the clot in the ear, inject it with the antibiotic in one shot, which at the moment they have to break, like pierce the clot, and then they put the antibiotic in. It's extremely painful. It's small children. They have to put them under a general anaesthetic in America. Here they don't. they put them under a local or nothing. And the child's in a lot of pain. And the problem is as well that often when they break the seal, by the time they get the antibiotic in, the seal, it's closed up again because it's... So this machine is like a little gun, and it's 30 seconds, it's over. It's pierce, the product goes in, come out again.
But you're on a high.
I am.
You're on a high. I mean, it's obvious you're on a high, right? But tell me, just to be very nerdy and practical about it, is this a program that you go into on Monday to Friday and you have a mixture of workshop presentations?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we are autonomous entrepreneurs, you know, we're all adults. So they said, you know, obviously we get a scholarship, you see, for going on the program.
So you got some money.
We get some money, but that's secondary, I think. The primary... And the biggest prize you're getting is access to people who are, you know, top of their game. You know, you're meeting with, like, the best marketers you could ever get in Cork. You know, the best, you know, you're meeting with really good business people. You're getting access to CIT, which are churning out, you know, really good caliber students in fields like media, you know, graphics, all the things that I need. That if I was going out sourcing them, would cost me an absolute bloody fortune. We have access to a database library in Dublin, which has reports which, if you went out to try and buy, would cost you $5,000 or $6,000. So, you know, although the money is there, I'd say in the 6 months there, you're probably getting $100,000's worth of training, access to training, you know, and they're saying, you know, make what you can of it. Otherwise, go out, network, find out what you can get for free, find out, you know, but you're sitting there with, and you can feel, you know, when you're talking to people, you know, everybody's really bright there. Do you know that?
You met Peter Conway?
Yeah, I did. Conway.
He's the only other person I met on it, right? Yeah. I know Peter Conway. Big shout out to Peter Conway in the tourism sector.
He knows his stuff, and I think if he gets the marketing right of that, it'll just fly, absolutely fly.
Look, I don't want to hear about anybody else except you. I got to ask you one other question, right? This and thing. You got on this program with a viable business that's already running. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I know your business is called Diva's Deal. And, okay, this isn't you're not doing a plug for your business today, right? Okay, but you basically provide handbags, don't you?
Yeah, second-hand designer handbags.
Great. Now, are you still continuing to serve that market
while
you're on this
program? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we just launched a Facebook page, a Facebook competition to win a Fendi single-strap B-bag. You know, I still have to sell. I have to still pay my bills. But what this course is meant to do is meant you to bring you to the other level. Can you bring that business to another level? What they want us all to be able to say is that I'm aiming to employ people, you know, actually make a go of it, you know.
So you're not staying a solo little person running something out of your kitchen and no employing nobody else. You're actually building.
Yeah.
You're building a brand?
Yeah, I'm building everything. I'm going for it in a major way.
All right, look, that's enough. People won't have time to listen to any more. Can I talk to you again in 6 weeks time?
Yeah, and I'll be depressed. Or
I'll be elated again. The ups and downs. I mean, it ain't always like this, is it?
No.
Okay. Anyway, look, Caroline, what second name again?
Hunt.
Caroline Hunt, right. And how would somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to?
Well, give
yourself a little plug.
On the web, our website is www.divasdeal.com. Or you can find us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, and the same Diva's Deal. And our phone numbers and addresses and everything else, email is all on there. So there you go.
Great. Lovely. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.